All right, here we are at the end of a long day. You might be feeling like...
Tired sucks.
You've seen these ads. They play over and over and over again on cable and online. They hawk a product that claims to repair your tired days.
5-hour energy fixes tired. Fast. One shot. Back to work. Problem solved. 5-hour energy. Fix the tired.
So you've seen the ads, and maybe you've picked up one of those little red-yellow plastic bottles next to the Us Weekly at the convenience store. But you might not know much about the man behind the caffeine-laced energy shot. His name is Manoj Bhargava. And Claire O'Connor, a staff writer at Forbes, learned more about this mystery drink and the mystery man behind it. Welcome, Claire.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, to start, I'm going to crack open a 5-hour energy because I actually don't drink coffee. So while I may have tasted this once, I don't think I've knocked back a shot.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it in front of me for the first time.
Because you did it in front of him, right?
I did. I did it at his conference room table in suburban Detroit for the first time. And I've got to tell you, for the next 2 weeks, I was hooked.
Okay, so are you supposed to do it in one full gulp?
Yeah, one fell swoop. Just get it down.
All right, here we go.
Not delicious, is it?
Hold on, I need a minute. My mouth is just coated in sugary sweetness. This is berry flavored.
Well, it's only got 4 calories, so you're in luck there.
Oh, well then. So let's talk about what is in 5-hour energy, because the ads make a lot of claims about the content.
Its key ingredients are found in everyday food, like avocados, broccoli, and bananas, or already in you.
Okay, so avocado, broccoli, and bananas, all of those sound like good things. None of those sound like things that I just tasted, to be completely honest. So what is in 5-hour energy?
Yes, I have to agree with you that it does have a sort of chalky cough syrup taste to it. But what is in it? Actually, we hired a laboratory in Georgia to test for us. What it really is over 3,000% of your daily dose of vitamin B6.
Oh.
It's nutrients like taurine. We had it tested for caffeine levels just to make sure. And it really, honestly, it is quite a lot per ounce, but it's still less than the average Starbucks coffee.
So, Claire, this was Manoj Bhargava's first press interview. This is a guy who owns 90% of the energy shot market.
Right.
Tell us more about who he is and how he's managed to basically stay under the radar.
That's right. I mean, he proudly told me when I first got out there to Michigan that if I Googled him, I'd find some lawyer in Singapore. This is a man who spent 12 years living as a monk in Delhi, and now he runs a hugely profitable company. He moved over from India with his family when he was young, living in West Philadelphia, was a math whiz, and he got himself into Princeton. But after 1 year, he realized it really wasn't for him. He went off to India, where he spent the next 12 years living in an ashram, came back, went into a completely different field, and went into plastics, where he actually did very, very well, manufacturing very unglamorous things like RV armrests and the back straps you see on plastic beach chairs.
So how did he get the idea for 5-hour energy?
Well, he was looking to try something new. So he found himself at a natural products trade show out in Anaheim, and this is 8 years ago now. And he happened upon a stall where there were some guys peddling a 16-ounce energy product. And he took a swig, and after a while he felt, you know, this stuff works. And 6 months later, it was on the shelves. That was that.
And since then, it's just become a hugely popular product. I mean, is there any sense of just how much money this company has made?
There is, yes. And I did I had to do a lot of digging to find that out. He's very private. But their revenues are crazy. I mean, they've done over $1 billion in retail sales last year. Of that, revenues are about $600 million, which is huge for this, you know, small private company off the side of a road in Detroit. And I think also it's become, slowly but surely, a kind of a cultural touchstone. I don't know if you remember back to the original Wall Street film in the 80s. You had Charlie Sheen in the back of a limo doing some cocaine. Well, in Oliver Stone's 2010 sequel to Wall Street, instead of sort of illicit drugs in the bathroom stall, you've got these traders necking 5-hour energy.
tossing it back at the computer terminals,
so,
right?
I mean, exactly. So I think it just goes to show how popular it's become.
That's Claire O'Connor. She covers the billionaire beat for Forbes. She told us about Manoj Bhargava, the man behind 5-hour energy. Thanks so much, Claire.
Thanks for having me.